Sectarian violence in Egypt kills newfound unity. We'll take a look at a fresh crop of outreach that took 50 years to grow. And a ministry shares a mission adventure with kids. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. At least a dozen people were killed and roughly 140 wounded in violence between Christians and Muslims in Cairo 2 days ago. Open Doors' Carl Muller says,
a local imam called out their people in the village to kill all the Christians. It is disappointing that coming so close on the heels of a grand sweep of democracy and good feeling between Christians and Muslims in that country, that we see such a quick turn back to the extremism.
It was the second riot in a week. The concern is this could give rise to more reprisal violence or worse.
In this case, these are the extremist groups that are calling for a more radicalized Sharia law-based Egypt in the future.
The future is uncertain for those who follow Christ.
Our prayer is that it doesn't take a violent turn, as these indicators are that it is. However, we recognize that the church will be under pressure in the next few months, and maybe more pressure than ever before.
Next, Azerbaijan continues restricting religious freedom. Russian ministry Sergei Rakhuba is traveling through the region. Speaking via Skype, Rakhuba says evangelical churches aren't allowed to register. He says persecution has followed.
Several pastors, they were imprisoned for many months for more or less activity on behalf of their church. So they would just provoke them into something and then throw them to prison and persecute them.
Despite that, many are coming to Christ as Christians reach out covertly with the gospel. Rakhuba says Christian literature can't be printed or imported, so Bibles are scarce. While it's illegal, the church is doing something about it.
Like in old Soviet days, they can print scripture underground in Azerbaijan, and that requires resources. So I would encourage people to pray that God would provide resources to provide scripture for Azerbaijani evangelical believers.
Call our resource line to help Russian ministries resource these believers. You're listening to Mission Network News. 50 years ago, Gareth Miller was dissatisfied with the way the West was helping the poor.
He felt there had to be a better way of helping Christians come out of poverty without creating a dependency, and he came upon the idea of using a revolving loan program that was coupled with biblical stewardship.
Miller went on to form Farms International to provide loans and focus on giving their way out of poverty. Current President Joseph Richter explains,
that basically means teaching people the joy of tithing and generosity.
As a result, in 50 years, Farms has expanded to 12 countries and watched churches become self-sufficient. With homegrown funding, churches have in turn been able to focus on the Great Commission in their specific cultures. This year, Farms is celebrating 50 years of transforming the poor and spreading the gospel. Support the next 50 at our website. And Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association wants kids to be more involved in missions.
Somehow the church has become a point of destination than a point of departure.
To help change that, SGA has created a vacation Bible school add-on.
It's called My Mission Adventure. It contains 4 video segments on the main countries that we work in the former Soviet Union: Russia, Belarus, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan.
As kids learn more about orphans across the globe, the hope is that they'll develop a heart for missions. As they commit to prayer and even giving financially,
they will become bolder witnesses in their schools. They will become bolder witnesses in their family. And even in their commitment to pray and support believers around the world, and in our case, specifically in the lands of Russia.
The video add-on is free for any VBS. Get your copy today. Our website has that information. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on our broadcast today, just go to our website or call 1-800-995-4828. You can also receive our daily e-blast free at your personal email address. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.